neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That brings that there was a Ish Yehudi. What was his name? Mordechai HaTzadik. Says the whole scenario started because Haman HaRasha expected, because he became the top advisor of Ahasuerus, that everybody would bow down to him. So he says that Mordechai lo yichra velo yishtachave. What does yichra means? To bend, to bow down. Is it present or past?
Future.
It's future. Right. So you should say Mordechai lo kara velo yishtachave. This is lo yichra velo yishtachave. He will not, it says Mordechai, will not bow down. So why is this in future there? Should say in past. And not only that, what's the difference between Keriyah and Hishahavaya?
The means.
What's the difference?
Translation probably.
No, in a form of Keriyah.
One's at the waist, the one you also bend your knees.
Which one?
Hishahavaya is the waist.
Yeah,
it's from the knees.
No, I think
it's the other way. One is from the waist
to Kriyah,
Ishtachavis, on the ground flat.
So which is a greater sign of humbleness?
Ishtachavis.
So now, if somebody lo korea, so will he mishtachave?
No.
If you understand the point?
Yes.
So here, when... So when it says that Mordechai, it doesn't bend down. Hishtachave, you have to drop yourself on the floor, all the way.
But it's saying future, no?
No, future is something else. We'll get to it. That's one. That's one point. The second point is when he says he doesn't bend down. So obviously he's not going to drop himself on the floor. Do you see?
Yes.
Good. So how come he says he's not going to bend down and he's not going to drop himself on the floor? It goes without saying. If he doesn't korea, more so, he's not going to ishtachave. Right?
Yes.
Good. So now, see what Megillah is trying to teach us.
What happened, he was thinking.
Talking about Haman or Mordechai?
Haman.
But he says.
That's the impression it left on him. He was concerned that he won't do it in the future. Not even that. He didn't even want bending that. He went all out. So that shows his ego.
No, but here is expressing what Mordechai is thinking, what Mordechai is doing. And he's teaching us whatever he was doing. So obviously we have to follow too. God forbid, if somebody, not for anyone, has a cold, has a flu, amen. So how does he feel when he has a cold, has a flu?
Not good.
Would he cry?
No.
Why? Because it's a flu, it's a cold. No. There are many over-counter medication, this and that. Vicks. And so on. So now, let's say somebody, God forbid, not for anyone, is going to have a surgery.
Amen. Not going to have a surgery, he said.
No, he's going to have a surgery. Take it back. Take it back.
You're starting for him.
I think
he was already working. Come sit here.
He's been doing well.
So now, if he's having a surgery, so how does he feel?
Not good, he's going to pray, he's going to
cry?
Cry, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the difference between having a cold and having a surgery?
The severity of the matter.
What's the difference?
One you cry, one you don't cry.
But why?
No, the severity of the matter is the difference. One has a potential of a higher risk, the other one doesn't have that.
Ah, Chazakabo. So now here we learn that there's no difference between having a flu and having a surgery. But why? Why there's no difference?
Because if you believe that and this, with the same power, or the same emunah, that the Hashem is going to take care of your cold, or you're not worried about it, with the same level, so much the surgery.
Don't say. Who's the doctor? So for Ribono Sholam, doesn't matter if you have a flu or you have a surgery? Huh?
No.
Huh? Yes, but does it matter for Ribono Sholam if you have a flu? It doesn't. So now, if you're not crying for the flu, so you should not cry for the surgery. Another example, is not that practical, but like let's say if somebody needs $5, would he cry?
No.
Let's say he needs 5,000.
No.
50?
No.
5 million?
Sorry.
The difference, what's the difference? You short $5 or 5 million?
Few zeros on the other side.
There's no difference. Why? Because the one that gives a 5 gives?
5 million.
5 million. So that means the one that you're getting loan from, they call it Chazaneh Hashem. It's full. Gives you anything you want. So now, back to Mordechai Tzaddik. Mordechai Tzaddik is teaching us, first of all, it's not that he didn't bow down to Haman, the problem, the difficulty that they were going through. He's teaching us, don't forget, Lo yichra velo yishtachave. No matter what type of problematic situation that you're going through is exactly the same thing. Haman was a sample, but you should know in future, doesn't matter. You have matters that you have to deal with, it's financial, health-wise, family, it's the same thing. And not only that, well, we learn what's the difference between keriyah and ishtahaya. Keriyah is a little bend down. Then ishtahaya, what? Because Yehudi sometimes says, you know, I'm going down anyway, forget it. There's no hope. There's no hope. What can I do? So then he loses hope. He becomes depressed. He says, no, it's not going to happen. So here, Mordechai is teaching us, don't ever think that you just about to go down. Say, okay, what can I do? Then
drop
yourself on the floor. You cannot do this. You're not permitted to do this. See, it's very interesting. It's English. How do you say now in English?
Now.
No, the term that you use now, this the term that you use.
Present.
How do you say gift in English?
Present.
Eh?
Same.
How could it be? Gift in English, they say present, and then now also say present? No. Wait. No, the guy from Hebrew. We learn in Pirkei Avot, Artihu Avadim, Mishamishim et Arab, Lekabel Peras. Peras?
Present.
It's Hebrew. They got it from us. Peras. Yeah. So now here, look at this. Don't ever forget that every moment of your life, the present is a hadiyah, is a present. Don't, chas v'shalom, let it just go by. You know, when people, you give them a nice box with a bow, well, how do they feel?
Very good.
Psh. Chas v'shalom, you forget somebody's birthday?
Anniversary.
Oh, you know what happens. Present is a present. It's a gift. It's a gift. Why you make it so bitter, so stressful, so unhappy? That's how our impression is. Our impression that we say, you know, I'm just about too far. Let it go. But here, you see, no, there's no such a thing. Lo yichra, not only, he's not going to let it go down. But lo yishtachave. You have to pull yourself up right away, right away. Hashem is like, you know. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.